Charlie Log, 14 of February, 2024. Ah, that sound. That sound. 100 plus horsepower of American-made muscle, courtesy of that American icon, Harley-Davidson. The keyword is American, because for all the criticism that is hurled at Harley, or the motor company, it really does represent some things that are very important for those of us in the old US of A. Fact is, Harley is still an American motorcycle, and like those who wear red, white, and blue with pride, that matters. As there was a day when an American-made car or truck was the only type of any of these 50 states would have. Well, change happens, but Harley keeps moving along. And Harley is important to you even as non-riders, as this is as true of an American company as you will find. Fully customizable, gleaming paint, and you can keep them on the road indefinitely. Beyond all that American chrome and those wild images of Peter Fonda and Easy Rider that click your mind like an old slide projector, buying American and believing in America do matter. And you have to thank those long-suffering Harley believers for keeping the dream of the open road, chrome, and Patriot Rebellion alive. I was reminded of this while at a local Harley dealership. I only needed a battery. I have had my share of frustration with the motor company in the past, enough to want to trade out more than once. But then I had the best experience with a more than helpful parts guy who really went above and beyond with the battery and an education while I waited. Then I walked to the showroom. New steel is now in. And yes, it all looked amazing. I generally look by myself and stiff-arm sales folks. But the old fellow, Colton, started making small talk, and I really couldn't push off the old feller. About 5 minutes in, then 10, then 45. He's been selling the dream for nearly 2 decades. God bless him. We wound up talking for quite a while. He didn't try to sell me a bike, but he did sell me on his biography of independence, of America, of not just open roads, but of the freedom we all yearn for. His life was all about sticking it to the man and writing his own script. He spoke of doctors, lawyers, and biker folk buying bikes, rock and roll, and his pride of being an American, and his concern for the country. I didn't buy a bike that day. Nope, just a battery. But I made a friend out of Colton, because I decided that day not to trade out, but to rev the grip of tradition for a while longer. Because those Harley folk, those are my people. The bike being the one place the outlaw and the freedom-loving can commune. That damn Harley dealership, with weekend music and barbecue for all comers. Bikers and the weekend embracers of freedom alike. All stripes. Nope, it all changed for me. Harley, it seems, means so much to the loyal brand keepers and Americans all over the world. A Harley means to own a piece of America and the dream that is America, heartland and sovereignty. Years ago, I met a guy at a dealership and he said, "It'll change your life, man." He was right, because Harley is about one thing, the dream to be free. Later.